Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. I'm very intrigued and excited to have a special guest today. His name is William Taylor. We'll call him Bill Taylor. He is a former member of Scotland Yard, and for many, many years he was involved in law enforcement and related fields. He is giving a talk tonight at St. James Episcopal Church in the Great Hall. The talk starts at 7 o'clock, and there'll be a reception afterwards. His topic tonight is What is Justice? And that lecture is free and open to the public. But rather than trying to make Bill take his lecture down into a little 10-minute quickie here on WHQR, I would like to talk with you, Bill, about your career in law enforcement. So first of all, welcome and thank you for coming.
Happy to be here.
Now, where were you born, Bill?
Well, I'm Scottish, and it's a small place called Cooper Angus, which is on the east side of Scotland, which means I don't have a great accent, and so sometimes people can't quite determine where I'm from, whereas if you went to the west side of Scotland, it's very guttural.
Right. And you grew up in that little place?
I stayed there for the 18, 19 years before moving south to London.
All right. Let's talk about your 47-plus years in law enforcement, and you joined Scotland Yard when?
It's in 65.
All right. And for those of us who are woefully ignorant, though we may have read about it but not really understood it, what is Scotland Yard and why is it called that?
Okay. Short version, there are 43 police forces in England and Wales. The biggest one is the Metropolitan Police, and the headquarters is Scotland Yard. That's where the force began in 1829 in an old building which was in a street called Great Scotland Yard.
Uh-huh.
That's the origin. And secondly, when they moved, they called the new one New Scotland Yard.
Right.
Not very innovative, I'm afraid.
Now, talk a little bit about the nature of your work. I know it changed a lot over the years. You had many different assignments, but kind of give us a sense of your career.
Well, everyone starts as a uniform constable, walks the beat. Then you move on, and I did quickly to become a detective. So you're a career detective doing all of the interesting things around serious organized crime. And then you move in as you go up the ladder into management. So you're then managing an organization. Policing is a business. It's a people business, but it's a business. You need a budget. You need an organization. You need a structure. So you get into that. But the great thing about policing is that you always, because of the nature of the organization, you've always got your hands on in something, even at the highest levels.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was when I was a commissioner or an assistant commissioner. I still had my hands on the operations in a way that was reminiscent of the career I'd set out to do.
All right. I think that would keep it interesting, because sometimes if you're really good at something and you end up being administrator of it, like perhaps you're a teacher and you become a superintendent of a school system, you lose touch with the daily work in the classroom. But you say that didn't really happen for you. You got to stay in touch.
You can. But the Metropolitan Police has 50,000 staff.
Oh, my.
Okay. For London, thereabouts. The budget is £3.5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a big, big job in managing that. Before you start thinking about what's the real purpose of being there. And of course, the most important thing is always to put why you're there before how you do it.
What for you about the various roles that you had throughout the years was most fascinating? Where did you feel the most passion in your work?
Well, because you're dealing with people, I think that passion is there all of the time. But what you want to do is to make a difference. Sometimes it's on an individual case, but bear in mind it's always teamwork. You should never take credit as an individual in policing, because there is no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be teamwork. Secondly, it may be addressing a major problem that perhaps affects the whole city, in this case London. Or you may be doing something by way of a review that says, if we review this, if we learn from it, we can actually make things better into the future. So these three major areas, the investigation, the review of things, and the ability to make significant change, perhaps in a big area, these are really what takes you out each day and brings you home each night.
Did you do any teaching beyond the informal teaching of when you have a partner and perhaps you have more seniority than them and they're learning from you as you're working together? Did you do any formal standing in front of a group of other police and giving them instructions?
Well, there's a thing called the Detective Training School, and I was part of that learning process and teaching process there. Of course, the most important thing as you move through management and get towards the top end, and indeed at the top end, is to make sure that you've set the organisation fair for the future. So it's about identifying, selecting the right people to move on and take your place. That is one of the most important, but also one of the most satisfying things that you're able to do.
Wonderful. You worked a lot in London, but what other parts of the kingdom were you particularly active?
Well, the Metropolitan Police covers a wide remit anyway. It has international responsibilities, so you get a bit of that anyway. I was the vice president of Interpol for a period for Europe, and so that in itself was interesting. But I also served in two other of the police forces in England and Wales, one which was huge in territory but more rural in nature, and the small one in the centre of London, which has the responsibility for the safety and security of the significant financial district in London. Mm-hmm. So, and I've done lots of international travel as part of a learning process and sharing process, because one of the most important things is not to think you've got it right, but how are others doing it? And we've learned a lot from our trips to the USA and many other countries across the world.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Bill Taylor. He is giving a talk tonight at St. James Episcopal Church in the Great Hall. The talk begins at 7 o'clock. It is free and open to the public, and there will be a reception afterwards for you to speak with Bill Taylor. His talk tonight is What is Justice? Talking about the different aspects of justice, the different interpretations of it in a multicultural world. So let's talk a little bit about how you landed in Brunswick County, where you live now.
Well, my wife and I, we've always come to America over many years, me for business and pleasure, she for pleasure. And when we got into that retirement mode, because that's more or less where we are, we wanted to come here to America to spend a lot of time because we like it. The East Coast, it's closest. This area, well, it's between that north and south. It's got a climate, it's got a people. And, of course, interestingly, Cape Fear region has a very, very strong Scottish connection.
Yes.
And as a consequence of that, perhaps we were drawn to it. But actually, the reality was we came across, had a quick look, spent 10 days and bought the first place we liked.
That's great. A dear friend of mine, Eric Paisley, was in the Royal Air Force for many years. And he's one of the many Scots that I know of in the area. So there's plenty of good folks here from across the pond. Let's talk a little bit about your talk tonight. I know you don't want to go into details, but can you give folks a sense of the flavor that they can expect to taste this evening?
Well, I think one of the two important things I would say are this. Firstly is, of course, we're talking about the UK and London, where my background is. It has always been diverse, multicultural. It has always had, because it was a capital of much of the movement across the world, thinking back to the British Empire and beyond, whatever you think of the British Empire. So really that cauldron has always been there. Obviously there's an exponential growth. So there's something to offer just by saying we've been there a long time. The second point is really that I want to pull this very great canvas of what is justice down to something which is practical, workable, and important, so that we can all join in and it doesn't become something that the Department of Justice does.
So you'll share some of your thoughts and perhaps have a bit of a discussion with your audience tonight as well?
I certainly will leave time, I hope, for questions. And if we can have a discussion, I don't know how many people will be there. It might be difficult, but we'd certainly want to have an engagement.
Anything else you'd like to share with us, Bill, about your work or about your talk tonight or anything you just want our audience to know about you?
Oh, well, I think probably they don't need to know about me, but but the important issue that I would say about policing is it's about people. So I would encourage those who have an interest in people, who want to do some good for others, when they look round, they might think about what kind of career opportunities there are and just remember how varied it can be. So it's a real challenge, but it's an opportunity. So if my career is any help, I hope encourages others to do the same.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. My guest today, Bill Taylor, who's giving a talk tonight called What is Justice in a Multicultural World? It will be at 7 o'clock tonight at St. James Episcopal Church in the Great Hall. His talk is free and open to the public, and there'll be a reception afterwards. So thank you so much, Bill. I really appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you.
This is WHQR.